Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechas Kedushin, Daf Chav Gimel, the first parak, Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichud Masechas Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, where Meir had taught that a slave is freed with money provided by someone else or a shtar given to him, and the Chachamim seem to say the reverse. The Gemara ultimately explains that there are three opinions. Rabbi Meir holds that although the slave cannot own money and cannot redeem himself, someone else can redeem the slave with money even against his will. Abaye explains, since money can buy him against his will, it can also transfer him to himself against his will, as opposed to a shtar, which is a different shtar than the one used for purchase. Rav explains that the master accepts the money for himself, not on the slave's behalf, thereby freeing the slave, as opposed to a shtar, which must be received on the slave's behalf. The Rabban hold that he can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that a shtar must be given to someone else, but not the slave, as we'll see coming up. Point number two, Rav explains why Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, and we do not say get to v'yadu b'ayin ke'echot, his get and hands independence come simultaneously. He drives the gezer shava la from a woman teaching, ma isha ad shiyotzi get l'rishu she'enu shalo, just as a woman is not divorced until he removes the get to a domain which is not his, because her hand does not belong to him, af evad nami ad shiyotzi get l'rishu she'enu shalo, so too a slave is not freed until the master removes the get shichur to a domain which is not his, meaning not the slave. Rabbah asks, according to this opinion, Eva Kanani Mashi Yasir Shaliach Kakabu Gitum Yad Rabo. Can an Eva Kanani make a Shaliach to receive his get Shechur from his master? Do we say that since his law is derived from a woman's, so just as she can make a Shaliach, a slave can as well? Or do we say that she can make a Shaliach because she can accept it herself, but a slave who cannot accept his get Shechur cannot make a Shaliach? He concluded that he can make a Shaliach like a woman. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests that Rabbi Meir holds in kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman, and the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. Rav Sheshet said that even the Rabban agree that ordinarily a slave cannot independently own anything. The dispute is where one gave him money and said, the gift is given on condition, your master has no rights in it, and they argue if this condition is effective in preventing the master's acquisition. Rabbi Elazar says that everyone would agree such a condition is ineffective, and explains the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, this is given on condition that you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir taught that a slave is freed with money provided by someone else or a shtar given to him, and the Chachamim seem to say the reverse. The Gemara ultimately explains that there are three opinions. Rabbi Meir holds that although the slave cannot own money and cannot redeem himself, someone else can redeem the slave with money even against his will. Abaye explains, since money can buy him against his will, it can also transfer him to himself against his will, as opposed to a shtar, which is a different shtar than the one used for purchase. Rav explains that the master accepts the money for himself, not on the slave's behalf, thereby freeing the slave, as opposed to a shtar, which must be received on the slave's behalf. The Rabban hold that he can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that a shtar must be given to someone else, but not the slave, as we'll see coming up. Point number two, Rav explains why Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, and we do not say get to v'yadu b'ayin ke'echot, his get and hands independence come simultaneously. He drives the gezer shava la from a woman teaching, ma isha ad shiyotzi get l'rishu she'enu shalo, just as a woman is not divorced until he removes the get to a domain which is not his, because her hand does not belong to him, af evad nami ad shiyotzi get l'rishu she'enu shalo, so too a slave is not freed until the master removes the get shichur to a domain which is not his, meaning not the slave. Rabbah asks, according to this opinion, Eva Kanani Mashi Yasir Shaliach Kakabu Gitum Yad Rabo. Can an Eva Kanani make a Shaliach to receive his get Shechur from his master? Do we say that since his law is derived from a woman's, so just as she can make a Shaliach, a slave can as well? Or do we say that she can make a Shaliach because she can accept it herself, but a slave who cannot accept his get Shechur cannot make a Shaliach? He concluded that he can make a Shaliach like a woman. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests that Rabbi Meir holds in kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman, and the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. Rav Sheshe said that even the Rabbanan agree that ordinarily a slave cannot independently own anything. The dispute is where one gave him money and said, Amanah she'enu l'rabcha v'rushus bo, the gift is given on condition, your master has no rights in it, and they argue if this condition is effective in preventing the master's acquisition. Rabbi Elazar says that everyone would agree such a condition is ineffective, and explains the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, Amanah she'etetze bo l'cheros, this is given on condition that you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard siman is Kugelach. Kugelach is a children's game that's similar to Jack's. So here goes. The diamond-level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them. Once again, it's a motion. The diamond-level Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. The diamond-level Kugelach champ who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, which reminds us three opinions are brought regarding freeing a slave with money or a shtar through himself or another. Rabban hold that an eved can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. So the diamond-level Kugelach champ who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, but we learn that he can make a shliach to accept it on his behalf. This law is derived from a woman, so just as she can make a shliach, a slave can as well. So the diamond-level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests Rabbi Meir holds Ein kinyan l'evedbo l'rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman. And the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. We learn that even the Rabban agree that ordinarily, a slave cannot independently own anything. Rabbi Elazar explains the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, Almanah she'etetze bo l'cheros, this is given on condition you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. So once again, the diamond-level Kugelach champ who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazar. Daf Yud Tes. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The master on the diamond studded Yud Yacht Yacht. That must be on Daf Yud Tes. The master on the diamond-studded Yehud yacht, who was about to do Yehud with his Amma Ibria, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Ma'ush miyad adam liv no katan, can a man have his son who is a minor do Yehud with his Amma? Do we say that the Torah simply says, but no, his son may do Yehud, implying, but no koldahu, his son, whatever his age, or, but no dum yadide, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult. So the master on the diamond-studded Yehud yacht, who was about to do Yehud with his Amma Ibria, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, which reminds the Gemara quotes Rabban, who say that Yud is possible even at the last moment of her servitude, because Malz HaRishnon is the Kedushin Dinu. The original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. So the master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Amma Ibria, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude, based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father, who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Mokhres Bito, Upasak Almanas Shol Yayid, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale was conditional, that he not perform Yud. Rav Meir holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform Yud. But the Chachamim say, Imratz Liyayid, Miyad, if he wishes to perform Yud, he may, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. Daf Chav, so the Simmer Daf Chav is a cafe. So here goes. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, that must be more in Daf Chav. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original Purchase price, which reminds us who has taught in a price, if an Evid EV was sold for a mana, which is 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he's still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kifishanav, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joined joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was Nasil Keheter, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Borei kama kasha avakal shel shviz. Come and see how severe is the dust of shviz, meaning the lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah produce and doesn't repent, and reflects Ravuna's principle. Kevin sha'avar adam aver v'shanaba. Once a person commits a sin and repeats it, it becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean, nasis lo keheter, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, said a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was nasis lo keheter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, when Evid Ivri sold to an idolater, can be redeemed by halves, which means, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? Daf Chaf Alf. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Alf is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car, ka. So here goes. The family in the ka, ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Alf. The family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion, but Bate Arichoma can be redeemed by relatives, Rav Shesha says, they cannot. So the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his evid and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into the car door, which reminds us, the Brice records a Machlokas Tanaim regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of ritzia, boring the ear of the evid Ivri, who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden instruments such as a peg or thorn based on the word ulakachta, and you shall take. Or Rabba is called davar shenikach b'yad, to include anything which is taken by hand. He bases his opinion on the more expansive form of drasha of riba mi'at u'riba. Rebbe requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah, basing his opinion on the less inclusive klal prat u'klal. So, the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his evid and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door. Well, the evid vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and would make him a Baal Mum, which reminds us, Yudin Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein Evid Ivri Kohen Nirtzim Mifnei Shenasa Baal Mum. The law is that an Evid Ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a Nirtzim because he would thereby become a Baal Mum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Baal Mum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Baal Mum because the Torah says, V'shavel Mishpachto, and he shall return to his family. L'muchzak should be Mishpachto, teaching returns to his former position in his family. Dav Chav Beis. So the Sim Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab, that must be more on Dav Chav Beis. The cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Evid Ivri, who was loved by his master, which reminds us, a Brisa teaches, the Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imach, for it was good for him with you teaching, imach b'machol, imach b'mishta. He should be with you in food and with you in drink. You should not eat bread of fine flour while the Evid eats bread of poor quality. You shouldn't drink aged wine while he drinks inferior new wine. And you should not sleep on a mattress while he sleeps on straw. Based on this, it was said, Kol kona Evid Ivri kakona adin l'atzma. Anyone who acquires a servant is as if he acquired a master for himself. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Evid Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost, where he'd become a nirtza, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the ear of the Evid Ivri is pierced and why by a doorpost. Two different drushes are brought. One is, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Delas and Mezuzah, She'edim and Mitzrayim, the door and doorpost, which were witnesses in Mitzrayim when I skipped over the lintel and two doorposts of Jewish homes, and I said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, for to me b'nei Yisrael are servants, v'lo avadim v'lo avadim, and not servants of other servants, v'otzeisi ma'avdus l'cheres, and I took them out from slavery to freedom, v'halach zeb v'kana adun l'atzmo, yet this one went and acquired a master for himself, yiratz b'fneim, his ear should be pierced before them. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Evid Ivry, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost, where he'd become a Nyrtza, came to pick up the master who was lifting an Evid Kanani he had just acquired with Agba, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Evid Kanani nikna bekesu b'shtar b'chazaka. An Evid Kanani may be acquired with money, a document, or chazaka. Brisa adds that he may be acquired with chalipin, and Shmuel says he may be acquired with mashicha, drawing him near. Atan and Brisa holds that if he lifts a slave, he doesn't acquire him, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Lo tehe chazaka gadol m'hagba. Chazaka should not be better for acquiring anything than lifting it. Shagba kon b'komakom. For lifting acquires in every place, and can acquire slaves as well. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn all the ways an Evid Kanani is acquired? And Rabbi Shimon says, Lotei chazaka gadol mehagbah, that's on daf. Chabez. Good number 2. Which stuff do we learn an Evid Kanani cannot accept a get shichur, but can make someone a shaliach to accept it on his behalf? That's on daf. Chav gimel. Good number 3. Which stuff do we learn the Rabban hold that yud is possible even at the last moment because the original purchase money includes kedushin purposes? That's on daf. Yotes. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn Rebbe holds that only a metal awl may be used for ritzib, whereas Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda holds a wooden peg may be used as well? That's on daf. Chafav. Good number 5. Which stuff do we machlokes regarding freeing an Eved with money or a shtar? And the Rabban hold he can free himself with personal money. That's on daf. Chav gimel. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater cannot be redeemed by halves? That's on daf. Chav. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn a master must provide his Eved with food, drink, and sleep in the way the master is accustomed? That's on daf. Chabez. Good number 8. Which of the one, when a person sins and repeats his avera, it's not as loka heter, it is as if it's permissible to him. That's on daf. Chav. Good number 9. Which daf be machokes if a slave can free himself with money? Rabbi Elazar says the machokes is one gives the eved money on condition that he goes free with it. That's on daf. Chav gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of the one, Rabbi Shesha says that bati arachoma cannot be redeemed by relatives? That's on daf. Chaf Olav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.